You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Night, December 30th, the day before New Year's Eve. Mr. Delamorte is polishing the silver, the brass, various knobs. Barry enters.
Mr. Scott, I was changing the sheets in your room this morning. They were damp, with perspiration.
Were they?
Steroid use causes excessive perspiration.
It was a hot night.
Excessive perspiration leads to dehydration.
That room keeps in the heat.
Dehydration leads to an electrolyte imbalance.
Stifling in there.
An electrolyte imbalance can be fatal.
Tonight, I'll keep the fan going to stop me from sweating.
And fatalities are always messy. I'll make sure there are fresh sheets.
Why don't you change the sheets yourself from in my bed?
Mina Thompson stumbles in from her room. She appears shaken and her hair is disheveled.
Shoes, Mrs. Thompson, shoes.
Could somebody get me a glass of water? A glass of water? I'll get it myself then.
Mina exits. Unsteadily.
Now, where were we?
You were unsuccessfully attempting to seduce me.
Oh, that's right.
Mina returns.
I lost my balance and fell. Boom! In my room!
Mr. Scott, tell her to sit down and unbutton her top button.
Mr. Delamorte says to sit down and unbutton your top button.
1 minute I'm all right, the next flat on my face.
Tell her a dizzy spell is common before the end.
Mr. Delamorte says a dizzy spell is common before... What end?
Never mind.
A woman your age should take more care.
I'll keep that in mind.
Perhaps a walking stick. It could prevent you from taking a tumble in the future.
It might also do as a weapon with which to strike annoying people.
You wouldn't want to break a hip. Nasty.
Perhaps you could hold my hand. Might comfort me a bit.
Mrs. Thompson, I could hold your hand, but you'd derive little comfort.
Hold my hand.
As you wish.
Oh,
she's having a spell.
Yes.
Spit it out, Mrs. Thompson. Say it. Yes, Mrs. Thompson. What? Spit it out.
I wish you'd shut up.
Well.
I felt bad. Very bad. Like I was dying.
Looks like you've pulled through.
Terrible feeling. Terrible.
It passes at the end.
You had a dizzy spell, Mrs. Thompson. Vertigo. Used to happen to my old grandma before she passed away.
Mr. Scott, I am not your old grandma. Now I'm going to go to my room and lie down.
Oh, poor old darling. Then again, that frilly blouse could unbalance anyone. Catch you later, alligator.
Dust bunnies. Everywhere.
Is Sue leaving? It certainly looks like it.
Mr. Delamorte?
Jonathan.
Huh?
That's my name. Jonathan.
I got used to calling you Mr. Delamorte.
You could easily get used to Jonathan.
I don't know. You're not like a Jonathan. You're more a Cecil, or a Noel, or an Alfonso.
But my name is Jonathan. Sue?
You called me Sue.
Yes.
The rules. Remember the rules?
Forget the rules!
You're really acting weird.
I'm loosening up. Isn't that what you want, Sue?
Did I say that?
I like it. I feel freer than I've felt in a long, long time. Do you know who I am, Sue? Do you know what I do?
You clean a lot?
Don't look away. It does no good to look away. Your fear does nothing to allay the fact that I hold life and death in either hand. I have the key to let you in or lock you out. For I control the time, I control the place, and you are powerless in my spell. Not up to me the life you've led that leads to heaven, or is it hell? Truth in them, or yet,
what?
Maybe mirrored are your lies.
Oh.
Mankind is equal at the end, it's clear.
Is it?
When it comes the time to pay your price, it's not my fault.
Okay.
I'm the mere tool man. I'm the one who ferries you from darkness into light. Or is it the other way around? Although on earth I've many names, your destiny. Understand what that means?
That you've run out of medication?
Don't be scared.
Me? Scared? Do I look scared to you?
Yes.
That must be because I am scared.
I've never told anyone that before.
Quite a conversation stopper.
You don't believe me, do you?
Sure, I believe you. You're a mass murderer.
Not really. I abhor violence.
It helps to get things off your chest, and like I told you, I'm a great listener. Now I think I'll go.
Sue, I need your help.
My help? What can I do? Death makes me very nervous.
I don't want to be an angel of death anymore.
Good luck with that.
You're the only one I can trust.
My mother always said that having an honest face would help me in life. Oh boy, was she wrong.
Sue, listen to me.
There's only so much listening a person can do.
I've fallen in love with you. That's never happened before. Not in 1,000 years.
Why break a habit?
Stop making jokes, Sue. This is serious.
Look. You tell me you're an angel...
of death.
That's the worst kind! If I didn't have my sense of humor, I could possibly start screaming and never stop!
You don't know the toll it takes.
Do you have to wear a hood and carry that sickle thing on a stick?
That's a populist misconception.
Do people plead for their lives?
They never realize.
Except me. Are you going to kill me?
Of course not. You've got nothing to worry about. People are always invited. You're a wild card. A wild card whom I've fallen in love with.
Do you murder people here?
No way. Too messy.
How does it happen?
They fall in love with me.
And then you kill them?
I don't kill them. They just die.
They just fall in love with you and die?
I kiss them. Their final kiss. The kiss of death.
The kiss of death. And I'm meant to believe that?
Think about it. The only inexplicable things in the world, love and death. Love and death are the same.
Does OkCupid know about this?
People fall in love with me and then they die.
Falling in love with Mr. Delamort
is certain death.
Where do I fit in?
I've fallen in love with you and I want to quit.
Good idea. I'm sure you'll find another hobby.
Sue, whatever you do, don't fall in love with me. Not yet.
Oh. Nothing to worry about there. No siree. I'll just be off to my room now. Good night.
Good night.
And one last question. If you're an angel of death, how come you couldn't even kill a cockroach?
Ah. I only deal with people.
What's going on? It's late at night. Sue is at Mina's door. Mina, what's she wearing? Does that t-shirt say Foxy Lady? Oh, whatever. Mina opens the door.
Mr. Delamorte is a crazed lunatic who wants to kill you.
My dear, have you been drinking?
It's true. Our lives are in danger. I have a plan. Meet me in the living room in 15 minutes.
Ooh, to ravish him?
No, to lock him in the storeroom.
And then we ravish him?
No, then we call the police. Or the men in white.
Mr. Delamorte wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yes, but it's people he kills. Stop. He must be stopped.
Who must be stopped?
He's a crazy murderer.
That's kinda hot.
Is the walrus back?
Listen.
No.
You've got to listen.
Please go.
He's plotting all your deaths.
We don't wanna know.
No.
No.
Don't you think he's kind of odd? Don't you think he's kind of strange? It's as though he's hypnotized you and you're acting all deranged. Don't you see through his enchantment? Don't you see it's all a lie?
You're just jealous of a lie.
Your eyes can see he's not the man he seems. Open your mind, be free. If you want to live, you'll listen to me.
No, no,
no, try as you might.
Try as you might.
No, you can't turn us against him.
No, you can't turn us against him. Good night.
Wait, you're all his slaves.
Go on.
And on New Year's Day, he'll your grace.
Sounds kinky.
Still, we don't believe you, and we're staying all the way through New Year's Eve.
Sue,
don't you think he's kind of
sexy?
Don't you think that
he's the one?
There's no time for all this nonsense. Quick, he must be overcome. Can't you see he isn't human? Can't you see through his disguise?
We just want to see him naked.
Open your eyes and see. He's not the man he seems. Open your mind, be free. If you want to live, you'll listen to me.
Open your eyes and see.
Don't you think he's crazy?
The man of my dreams. Open your eyes and see.
Don't you think he's crazy?
You can't turn us against him.
No, you can't turn us against him. No, you can't.
Myself.
Open your eyes, Sue. Heed your advice, Sue. You've got to leave. You're in too deep. Open your heart, Sue, and you'll be dead soon. To fall in love, good spell your do.
Sue.
Mr. Delamorte.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Were you talking to the others?
Actually, yes. See, I wanted to say goodbye. I remembered I had an important appointment back in Atlanta.
At midnight?
With my dentist. The only time she could fit me in. See, I haven't been flossing regularly.
Didn't tonight mean anything to you?
Yes. It meant I'm stuck in an isolated guest house with a nutcase.
Sue.
Miss Grimshaw.
You are my one and only.
Me? I'm a dime a dozen, and I wish the next girl lots of luck.
I feel you're resisting me.
That's very perceptive.
Thanks to you, I have no sense of impending doom, no bad feelings, no acid stomach.
Probably cure the constipation, too.
I always thought unrequited love was the only love that lasts. I was wrong. Now that I've met you, I know it's not true.
But you say you're...
an angel of death, and I told you I'm giving it up.
One thing's been bothering me. The others here. Are they pinned for...
Death. My guests are here for death.
So will they live?
Admin will take care of them.
Admin?
Yes, admin.
Admin. No, I don't want to know about admin.
You're falling for me, aren't you?
Maybe we can have a long-distance relationship. With me, very far away.
The New Year's Eve party is tomorrow night.
Is that when a psychopath like you strikes?
It's their final New Year's. I always try to make it memorable.
With an axe?
Out of all us angels of death, they gave me New Year's Day. Very special.
There are more like you?
There are many of us. And part-time ones for leap years.
And yours is New Year's Day?
Yes. For 1,000 years.
New Year's Day? 1,000 years? That's some long service leave you're up for.
Till the party, then. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Maison de la Mort is specially decorated, festooned with balloons, streamers, a painted sign with Happy New Year, candles lit in candelabras, chandeliers sparkling, bottles of French champagne, hors d'oeuvres on trays, bowls with mixed nuts. Fancy. No peanuts. You get the picture. Dressed in full tux with tails, Mr. Delamort skips in.
Mr. Delamort, I'm glad I'm...
Jonathan.
Pardon?
You can call me Jonathan.
But what about decorum?
It's New Year's Eve. Forget decorum.
Mr. Jonathan, you're so unpredictable. I'm glad I've caught you before the others monopolize you.
You look lovely in that dress.
Do you really think so?
Ah, rayon is a timeless fabric.
Mr. Delamort.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're so lighthearted.
I'm as loose as a goose. It's New Year's Eve, a time for rejoicing, a time for love. Sets the tone for the rest of the year.
I barely recognize you dancing around like that. You think you know a person, and then bang, they go tap dancing around the room, completely oblivious to the way they mess up the rug.
Join me, Mina.
Me?
Yes. Join me in a waltz.
It would be the fulfillment of all my dreams.
Dance, Mina, dance!
Mr. Barry Scott and Ms. Rhonda Lipson breeze in.
What's going on here?
Barry! The dashing Barry.
What?
And Rhonda, with your pleased to meet ya features.
Oh,
I think he's a little feverish.
He's taken something mind altering, like mushrooms maybe.
Not sure I like him like this at all.
I must admit, he's rapidly losing his allure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you all. My friends, my dear, beautiful friends, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you all. I love you all, each and every one of you. You and you, and even you, but mostly Sue. See, I was wrong. I was frightened for so long. But like lightning from above, I was struck by this feeling of, well, now I think I love. Yes, I love. Now I love, love. I love. Yes, I love. Now I'm love. Here I am. I've awoken up, rhyme spanking new, exuberant me. Now I'm free. Chains have broken and gloom changed into these warm and fuzzy feelings inside. I can't hide. It's so wondrous, powerful, thunderous. Honestly, can't you see? Stars are aligning, there's unicorns shining, and puppies and kittens and cuteness you wouldn't believe. I can love. I can love. It's the one thing I craved, yet deprived myself of. I can love and be loved. More importantly, though,
I can love, love. Yes, I love, 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 love. I can love. I must love, love. Now I love you, love you, love, love you, love you, love, 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 love. Thought that love unrequited was the only love that could endure. I won't lie, I'm excited for what I might do. I know for sure love is real, the real deal. Goodbye loneliness, hello happiness, crystal clear. Love is here, bubbly and cuddly and fuzzy and snuggly and fluffy and furry. Well, maybe not furry, but you get the idea. I can love, I can love. Everybody sing. Okay, just me.
Miss Sue Grimshaw makes quite an entrance. Formal red crushed velvet gown, split to the thigh. Ooh, stunning.
Sue, you can have 'em.
Men!
I'll be in my room, out of it.
Wait, hang on.
Out of the blue, you lose that feeling.
Out of the blue, you see the truth.
Out of the blue, he's so unappealing.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, his charm's abating.
What was I thinking?
He's a mess.
Too sentimental.
Nauseating.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, you feel embarrassed.
He's a wimp.
A sap.
A fool.
You said keep it in your pants. That was the rule.
Wait, aren't you captured by his beauty? Aren't you smitten anymore? Not that I would ever go there. I was simply making sure.
We don't like him so.
Revolting.
We don't like him.
Compromise.
I don't understand you people.
Open your eyes and see. This isn't right,
and we shouldn't come between you.
And we wouldn't come between you. No, we couldn't come between you tonight. No, we couldn't come between you. Good night.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Easy come, easy go. He was far more attractive when he was playing hard to get.
For my New Year's resolution, I'm going into rehab.
And I'm going to do a PhD in Greek mythology. I've always wanted to.
I'm giving up men.
Huh? Barry, Mina, and Rhonda have left.
This new year is going to be the start of a whole new life for me. For us. Now that I've discovered love.
The others there? They're not in love with you anymore.
Certainly looks like it. Did anyone ever tell you you have flawless skin?
If they're not in love with you, does that mean they're not going to die?
Suppose not. Champagne?
This is your job we're talking about. You're the angel of death.
Since they've fallen out of love with me, they'll live.
Fall in love with you and die. Fall out of love with you and live. So where does that leave me?
Alone with me on New Year's Eve. With a full moon, French champagne, and Gershwin.
Hypothetically speaking, and strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if I fell in love with you? Not that it's ever going to happen, mind you.
I remember. The shoulders.
That's only the beginning. But what would happen if I fell in love with you?
We'd live happily ever after.
Wrong. We wouldn't live happily ever after because if you're who you say you are...
An angel of death.
An angel of death. Then evidence would indicate that I'd, well, basically have to drop dead.
It never fails. Everyone falls in love with me.
Oh, would you stop that? It's making me hot and bothered.
Everyone.
No way that I'd even consider sitting next to you on a bus, let alone fall in love with you.
Your top lip is bigger than your bottom lip. It drives me crazy.
It wouldn't take much to drive you crazy.
But why are you fighting it?
Why? Why?
Yes, why?
Because falling in love with a person who is bonkers is not good. That's why.
Then you admit it.
I'm admitting nothing. There's another thing.
Jim?
No. Fear.
No need to be frightened of me.
You're an angel of death.
Relax. Take my hand.
I don't want it. Give it to someone else.
You've fallen under my spell, Sue. I know it. Kiss me.
I can't kiss you. The kiss of death.
But you want to.
It's not midnight yet.
Look at the moon. The stars. Ugh. There's a special romance in the air.
Seaweed.
Kiss me.
Jim.
Is in New York.
You won't respect me in the morning.
Yes, I will.
I won't respect me in the morning.
You feel it, don't you?
I submit. I felt it a little bit when I first met you. That much is true. I admit I faked a twisted ankle to be closer, nearer to you. Though I cannot explain how I can remain obsessed with man who's clearly insane. The more I resist, the harder I fall. Questions upon questions, lies upon lies. Is this my calling or death in disguise? Is this my tragic demise? I digress. Still with Jim, more or less, but I'm conflicted, contradicted when I'm with you. Nonetheless, I'm finding lies for answers when truth is I've no clue what to do. I'm unraveling fast, becoming unmasked.
When I arrived here, I had a purpose. I knew what I had to do.
A purpose?
Yes. I was sent.
Sent? Sent by whom?
Admin. Admin sent me.
Admin?
Yes, Admin. See, there is no gym.
But your ring. You're wearing an engagement ring.
It's cubic zirconium.
What?
I've lied. Lied about everything.
Huh?
Admin didn't tell me the whole story, you see. I was only a petty clerk. Second in charge of fogs, that's all. They didn't tell me much about this assignment. Sent me to check on you. See if you'd become unhinged. If your powers had waned. If I could persuade the invited to escape. They didn't tell me I'd fall in love.
Let's run away. You and I. Let's run away together.
Where? Where can we run?
We'll hide.
Impossible.
They won't find us.
You know they will.
We have each other now.
We'll never get away.
We can try. We could try for our love.
We're doomed.
No, I know that love will conquer all.
That's not just a cliche.
No.
Jonathan, I want you to kiss me now.
What the?
Sue and Jonathan kiss long and hard and passionately. And Mr. Jonathan Delamore loses his balance, crashing through the railing, plummeting to his death.
I know what you're thinking, but that's my job now. And in this line of work, sometimes you have to kiss the one you love with the kiss of death. After all, a promotion is a promotion. Jonathan Delamorte fell in love, didn't have the killer instinct anymore. Love has its price. Being mortal, mortality. Rest in peace, dear Jonathan. Happy New Year. Shaping up to be a pretty good start to it. Can't say I'm not pleased. I am pleased. After all, I'm an angel of death now. Not bad, huh? For someone second in charge of fogs. And they said I would never get beyond the weather department. Curious about the others? Oh, they'll fall in love with me. Eventually. I'll be the last love of their lives. Their final kiss. My kiss of death now. All mine! This place! But that smell. Seaweed. That awful smell. You shouldn't have to put up with it. When you get your invitation, modern technology must have an answer. Unrequited love. The only love that lasts. And once it becomes requited, well, but you already know that.
You won't succeed. You'll fall head over heels. Can't you see? I'm to die for. I'm to die for. To die for. I am not evil. I'm just a girl who does her task. Then what is evil but a choice? The choice is yours and yours alone until that day, that final day, that dreaded day.
In life, as in death, you think you know what's going to happen, but kapow, Admin steps in. And who am I? Admin sent me. I'll make sure you get your invitation. When? Listen for the theremin. Thanks for listening to Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte, the new theremin audio musical. Produced by Tony Castrino and Mark Rubinsky. Co-produced by Vibeka Dalla Della Pola and Maggie and Adrian Selby. Executive produced by Visceral Entertainment. Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte. Book and co-lyrics by Jack Feldstein. Music and co-lyrics by Paul Doust. Radio play adaption by Jack Feldstein. Starring James Monroe Iglehart as Mr. Delamorte. Courtney Reed as Sue Grimshaw, with Lena Hall as Rhonda Lipson, Jackie Hoffman as Mina Thompson, Telly Leung as Barry Scott, and narrated by Gavin Lee. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Sound design by Cricket S. Myers. Music supervision and orchestrations by Lena Gabrielle. Additional orchestrations by Paul Doust. Arrangements by Lena Gabrielle and Paul Doust. Directed by Ella Jane New. Staff for Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte included General Management and Marketing by Visceral Entertainment, Michael Chase Gosselin and Tim Sulker. Production Stage Manager, Ellie Handel. Assistant Stage Manager, Alex Dash. Audio Mixing, Cricket S. Myers. Final Mix and Mastering, Christian Lee. Dialogue Editor, Elizabeth Widener. Production Assistant, Victory Hester. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte band includes violin, Stefan Filar. Cello, Brian Sanders. Trumpet, Clyde Daly. Piano, Lena Gabrielle. Guitar, John J. Barry. Bass, Billy Smolin. Drums, Derek Swink. Featuring Dorit Chrysler on the theremin. Production legal counsel provided by S. Jean Ward, Frankfurt Kernit Klein & Seltz PC. Payroll services provided by Checks & Balances Payroll, a cast and crew company. Insurance provided by Jean Dennehy, Owen Group Insurance. Logo design by Christopher Michaels. Website design by Chisholm Designs. Special thanks to Emily Clark and Works in Progress NYC, Deborah Starr, Sue Gillard, and Valerie Novikoff. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte cast album is available now through Broadway Records. For more information, visit delamortemusical.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Delamorte Musical or on Twitter at Mr. Delamorte.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.